98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Thank you for that pre-made introduction there from I do believe her name is Becky. And she would voice over things from a different country, which is such a cool gig, isn't it? Do you think if you were to be a voiceover artist or a voiceover artist, and you got sent an email from a radio station somewhere and they said, "Hi, how's it going? Would you please say this line in this way and the same line again, but in a slightly different way, and then the same line again, please?" And you can just say it any way you want. And then you do that in your little microphone. You could build like a studio in your closet and maybe put a few pillows around it and do it, and then you get paid. What a handy job. I could be wrong. Yeah, feel free to correct me, but I think the highest paid actor at one point was a voiceover artist in Hollywood. I think they made a documentary about that person, and I never watched it. And I wish I had. Oh, what's the name of it? Now I'm going to Google it as soon as the podcast is over. But I must watch that movie. The guy who does In a World, that, you know, that dude earns a fortune, I'd say. Even the X Factor voiceover artist that does the names of the artists, you know, hang on, I'll try and do it. Rachel Adadeji, that guy, he has a shed in the back of his garden, and he says he goes out and has a glass of wine and does the voiceover for whatever it is that he's doing the voiceover for. Most of the time it's X Factor. Sometimes he was doing ads. Like, what a great, like, wow. Oh, some people have to go and travel to places to earn money. This guy goes into the shed in his garden and speaks. It is a strange way of earning money, speaking into a microphone, kind of like I'm doing now. Because, right, think about what the amount of words you say a day, for instance, okay? Most of those words are completely fine. Some of them are maybe slightly inappropriate. Others come out in a, you know, you didn't mean to say it like that. And most of the time you can apologize for whatever it is you said, and you can rephrase and go about your day. But in the radio world, when I'm here talking to you, specifically when I'm on the radio live, not in this like podcasty pre-recorded studio, where if I was to say a curse word or whatever, I could take it out in editing. Can't do that live. So think about all the stuff you say, right? All the inappropriate and all that stuff. Now, multiply it by 20 and try and condense it all into 4 hours of a radio show where you have to talk. You can't go quiet, because that's called dead air. And you have to speak of things that maybe are entertaining or enjoyable to listen to or factual, or like, you can't make up stuff really because people will call you out on it. You can't be boring because people will be bored. You can't talk too much about yourself because no one really cares. You can't talk too much about other people because they don't know who you're talking about. You can't either play too much music and people say you don't talk enough. You play too little and people just want to hear tunes. There's lots of factors that go into it, and all comes down to talking into a microphone in a dimly lit studio in Dublin. It's weird. Maybe it's not weird for you, but it's flipping weird for me. I think about it a lot. I don't know. I haven't really come to any conclusions yet. But it's funny that you, when you go to school, most of the DJs that I talked to anyway that have gone to school didn't do well in school or were given out to a lot for talking. I'd love to have the knowledge. Back when I was in secondary school, and Mr. or Mrs. McGillicuddy or Mr. Bunyan, two of those yokes, they'd given out to me, telling me to shut up or getting kicked out or getting suspended or detention. And I just love to have the knowledge to go, "Yeah, well, in a couple of years, Mr. Bunyan, all your giving out about me speaking, it wouldn't mean shit. It wouldn't mean anything, because I'll have a job where I literally speak and I get paid to speak and I really enjoy it and I have the crack every day. And so you telling me to shut up is counterproductive to my life." I had a big argument with Mr. Bunyan once. He told the whole class that the school that we were in at that time was Tarbert Comprehensive School. It's literally right by the mouth of of the Shannon, right? So the Shannon comes down and it goes out into the Atlantic Ocean, and Tarbert is right next to Foynes, which is sort of the mouth. I think that's what it's called, isn't it? Yeah, the mouth of the Shannon. So you got ships a lot that would come in through that little kind of gate and then go up the Shannon, or they'd come out of the Shannon and go out into the Atlantic Ocean. So these are big yokes, like these are big ships. And he used to say that, he's from Kerry, so he used to say, you wouldn't know this now, but those ships that come in and out, do you see them? They actually turn off their engines when they're coming in to the harbour because they can't slow down. So if they keep the engine on, the ship is too heavy, they can't stop. And I was sitting there going, they turn off their engines. Does that mean then that the propeller isn't spinning? So there's no force on the rudder to turn. So in my head, I thought, how would they turn? So how would you... You're just coasting into oblivion. Yeah. So I said it to him and he called me a gombean, and I was going to talk to someone beside me, and he sent me another class because of it. I think I'm right though. What do you think? I'm pretty sure that's... They don't turn their engines off. I don't think they do. Because you'd have no steering. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm sure there's a big complicated process to start up the engine again. If you had to make an emergency turn, like the Titanic wasn't coasting through an iceberg filled with his engines off. Do you know what I mean? That's what me and Mr. Bunny used to have fights about. And some other things as well. He used to say, war is hell. War is hell, lads. War is hell. That famous phrase about World War II, I think it was. And he just randomly dropped that into his sentence. Very strange. That's enough from me, I think. You can now listen to the best bits of The Big Breakfast. And some of that includes a really, really, really good edition of Greedy Guts, where a guy walks away with a large sum of money and he's delighted about it. Have a fantastic day, right? I'll talk to you tomorrow. 98 FMs. Big Breakfast. All right, let's talk about the lotto. I say that like that because I don't really like the lotto. I don't like the fact that all that has to happen in my life is that I win the lotto and everything is fine. Like, that little sentence kind of scares me. The fact that all I need is money and I'll be fine. You know, it's weird to think that, like, somebody's selected and then they become fine, sorted for life, happy forever. It's a weird thing. But let's say you did just win 175 million, yeah? What stupid things could you buy? You know what I mean? What stupid things could you go on the internet and say, oh, you know what? I'm going to buy that because I've got millions. For instance, you could buy a $2 million water slide and install it into your home swimming pool. That's only $2 million. I didn't realise it was so cheap. Another thing I didn't realise was so cheap is this thing called the Luxemia 800 Spa, okay? What is that, you ask? Well, it's a two-story spa, has like a flat-screen TV, its own private bar, and it's got two levels to it. So if you don't want to swim in somebody's stuff, just go into the other level, which is slightly higher. That's only 26 grand. I thought that'd be more. If you're mad into your games, you can buy this sort of pod that, quote, is the best way to have your adrenaline-soaked friend spend some quality hours busy with the technology instead of having them jump around on your expensive furniture. It's just a big, massive screen with speakers and the headrest and everything. That's only 50 grand. 45? Bargain. If you're a fan of scuba diving, you can build this 300-foot lazy river with a 26-foot deep scuba diving swimming pool. So if you want to like swim in your garden, there you go, 2 million. An acre on the moon? Yeah. Like an acre, like a full, this is your part of the moon. How much do you think? Go on, guess. Only 30 quid. $30 again, bargain. 98 FMs. Big Breakfast. The time is 6:38, which means I have to introduce producer Seuss here.
Good morning.
Morning, girl. I'm actually glad that you came on this journey with us.
Oh yeah.
It started with me and Cooper arguing about how a song should end, and then you just took it by the scruff of the neck and said, "We're making a game out of that."
Yeah, I think it all came from the end of the weekend song.
The end of the weekend.
Can't feel
song.
My face. Yeah, that's got a very distinctive end.
Hey,
Yeah, there you go. How do you know that? I couldn't even remember it.
I'm on the radio.
So that's why we decided to test you on
okay.
this. So I've taken the end of a song here, very well-known song, an amazing tune. And you have to tell me what it is.
This is specifically for me.
This is just for you, yeah.
Ah, come on. Why didn't you make it difficult?
That's difficult for some people.
So that is Bastille Pompeii.
But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
To be fair, it's a very distinctive
hey-o.
Yeah, it's how I people that work in lighthouses say hello to each other. That's cool. All right, well, I like that. Now one for you, okay? So if you're listening now in the car or on the Lewis or wherever you are, in your bed, you lucky sod. Or maybe you've won the lotto and you're thinking, hey, ooh, I want to get involved with 98FM.
Yeah. Of course, you wouldn't have been able to sleep.
Yeah, we want to get involved with you. Here's one for you, okay? Kind of, it's difficult. Like, I know it is, obviously, because I want to play the song, but it is, I would find this difficult.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
This is the end of a song, but what's the song called? That is the question. And so far, there's only two people that have gotten it right. I feel like I need to some sort of flip a coin or a flip. Do you know what I'm going to go? Flip a phone. Okay, so if it lands on the screen, it's heads, and the back of it is tails, right? It's totally the same thing. Think of it. It's totally the same, okay? So the heads is Sheena. Good morning, Sheena, in Castleknock. And the tail is Dennis in Tala. Okay? Ready? Oh, Dennis! Congratulations, my friend. One movie passes to IMC Cinemas. Like it's the Source Candy Stat and you got the love.
I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. So the lotto, okay? Everybody's bleeding talking about it. It's all over the newspapers and Twitter and everything. It's on the internet. So a person's after winning 175 million, which is incredible. Fair play to that person. But I'll let you in on a little secret. Here on 98FM, we have a series of traffic updaters, yeah? And for those who want, they can be entered into the 98FM traffic WhatsApp group. So that's just full of traffic WhatsApp updates. And also, all of the people that are in there arguing and having the crack and slagging each other and stuff. It's very, very fun. You can only get into that group if you become a WhatsApp traffic updater. And if you also you want to, because your notifications will be on fire. But we got sent this from one of the members, which is Traffic Chaos Keith. And he says,
you know the way we have the 98FM traffic updaters group? Well, Siraji created the 98FM Lotto Syndicate group, so...
The what? The Lotto Syndicate. So this is they've branched off from traffic updating into entering the lotto.
So we're all in that now and we all post a line from the Euro Millions every Tuesday and Friday. To say it went into meltdown last night would be an understatement. And as soon as the draw was done, it just came up, some number left, and we were all panicking then going, who was that? And did they buy a ticket? You know, it was gas.
I have so many questions. Who left as soon as the lotto was announced? Huh? Who out of our traffic WhatsApp updater group has won 175 million? Also, whoever that person is, you're absolutely great.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Have you ever lost anything and then you found it in the most ridiculous of places? I'm only asking because I don't know if you were keeping yourself up to date on the Parrot Gate, we're going to call it. It was a little grey parrot and was found in the most bizarre of places. Dublin Bleeding Airport. On the runway.
On the flipping runway. Jesus, a plane.
Yeah, so officials at Dublin Airport, they found this little grey parrot, little cute thing, and they rescued it, which is brilliant, fantastic. So glad, because birds, obviously, and planes don't mix. And they tweeted a picture and said, hey, we found this parrot. It looks very... you know, it looks like someone owns this, not a wild parrot. And does anybody own it? And a store in Finglas, an Aldi store, got in contact and said, oh, hang on, there's a missing parrot poster on one of our stores in Finglas. It could be the same parrot. And it turns out it was. So they found the parrot. Somebody lost a parrot. They put a poster up in Lidl and they found the parrot that ended up in Dublin Airport's runway. So my question to you is, if we ever lost anything, it doesn't have to be an animal, it could be a thing, and you found it in the most ridiculous of places, my producer Suze informs me that she has a breathtaking story that explains all of that.
Well, we have this family heirloom, you might say. It's this watch that I have never worn in my life, but it is in my possession, and it's very dear to our family.
Right.
And I lost it for 2 years, and I didn't tell anyone, didn't tell my mom especially, because she'd go mad. And 2 years later, I found it in my washing machine.
Wow.
Just coming out with a watch. And I had never worn it, and I hadn't seen it until I'd looked everywhere.
2 years.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
I presume the only place it could have gone was like in the rim.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
In the plastics, that kind of, because sometimes you get little bits of coin and stuff and fluff.
It is wrecked. So
oh, is it wrecked?
It looks like it was in there for a while.
Well, it was there for 2 years. It's incredible. 0877 98 98 98. We'll give you IMC movie passes for the best one, right? Did you ever lose something or someone and you found them at the most ridiculous of places? Did you have an auntie who turned up in Benidorm or something? 0877 98 98 98. Let us know. I got traffic for you in about 4 minutes.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Five questions. 500 euro.
It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
It is. Thank you for that sterling introduction, voiceover lady. We are live on 98FM's Instagram as well. It's an app on your phone that you can download, and it streams videos and pictures. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? Or you can just listen via the radio. Hey, Aiden, good morning.
What's up?
Oh, what's up? He says. You scared me. I didn't know. We're very familiar very quickly. I like that. Aiden, how are you?
Oh, good. And you?
Yeah, grand. Yeah, tipping away here in work. What are you up to?
Just on the way to work.
Cool. You're not alone. Who are you with?
I'm with the auntie and uncle.
Oh, stop. Do they give you a lift to work?
They do.
Every day?
Every day. Monday to Friday.
Oh, my God. And how do you reward them?
With my company.
Wow. All right, well, you now have the opportunity to win your auntie and uncle 500 euro to repay them for all the trips to your work. Do you know the rules to this game, my friend?
I do indeed.
Okay, well, the best of luck. Five questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
There you are. 25 euro.
He's confident. I like it. For 25 euro, what kind of cards are used by a psychic to tell the future?
Tarot cards.
I'll take that. Yeah, yeah, right. You've won your auntie and uncle 25 euro. Delight. What would you like to do? You can take that cash or you can just keep going.
We'll keep going.
50 euro.
They'll start to get harder now, these questions. What is the capital city of Northern Ireland?
Belfast.
Jesus, I can't believe you had to think of it. That is correct. Yes. Jesus.
Double guessing myself.
My God, what did you think it was, Fermanagh? My God. Well, well done. You've gotten it right. Just, I think it was your auntie that gave you the answer, was it?
No, she was panicking in the front.
Well, you've won 50 euro now. What would you like to do?
All right, we keep going.
All right.
100 euro.
All right. What type of sports do you watch, Aiden, out of curiosity?
Very little, to be fair.
Same old. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're actually on Instagram live now, our Dublin's 98FM, so you can watch that back later. The only reason I'm asking these questions, I'm trying to see whether you get this right. I don't know if you would. The question for 100 euro, which sport would you associate with Becky Lynch? I can try and give you a clue if you're stuck.
Yeah, we got a clue.
Right. Well, it's a quote unquote sport that Americans are fascinated with, but nobody really knows if it's real or not.
Wrestling.
Wrestling is right.
Hey.
There's a lot of wrestling fans out there, including our very own Darren Cleary, very annoyed at me right now.
I was into it back in the day, but not anymore.
Like, it's definitely real, as in they hurt themselves and they have to be physically fit, but it's already planned who wins the match before the match started, and that's not real, lads. Come on.
Well, there we go. He's passionate.
It's a great play. It's a theatre. Okay, right. You've won €100, Aidan. You've gotten your clue. You could potentially here win 500. Oh. The next question is worth 250.
No, this is the one I went out on last time. I went out on question 3 last time.
Oh, were you on before, were you?
Oh, I was.
Right. Well, a lot of upset people there trying to get through, but sure, go on. What do you think?
Right, will I stay or will I go?
Will I stay or will I go?
We always said go for 250, so go on.
Yes!
€250.
We're chatting to Aidan. He is on the way to work, being chauffeur driven by his auntie and uncle, and he's doing quite well. He's on question 4, which is €250. How many different actors have played James Bond in movies?
Oh, James Bond.
Quick.
7.
Just before the buzzer went, he said 7, and 7 would be correct.
Yes!
Just, you got in there by the skin of your teeth. Just,
yeah.
Skin of your teeth. Now, I know what you're thinking, Aidan. I've been here with people before. They say, here, hang on, let's go. Let's bail. We've got €250. Why don't we keep going?
You're not tempting me. I'm staying.
Will you stay for €250 or possibly double your money and win €500?
Can we get the category of the next question?
Music.
Oh! Uncle, that music.
Are you?
You could
double.
Am I, though?
You could double your money, though.
Oh, me nerves. Can I go for it? Will I?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, go!
Yeah!
€500.
Oh, my God! Okay, now, I've got to be in some way impartial to wanting to give you all this cash, okay?
Okay.
I have to be fair. I don't want you to Google it either. I want you to get your own
not
answer.
Not at all. Not at all.
Aidan, in the car with his auntie and uncle. For €500, question 5 is, Rory Charles Graham is better known as what stage name?
Rory Charles Graham.
Quick.
Rag and Bone Man. Wednesday.
You have just won €500.
I want to gamble now.
How the hell did you know that?
The magic of the universe.
Well, Aidan, who is playing in the car, driven to work by his auntie and uncle, has just won them €500. Yeah.
Happy Wednesday, lads.
Happy Wednesday. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Go on, stay on the line. We get your details. Fair play, Jaden.
Well,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that is how you win €500,000 on 98 FM. We'll do it again tomorrow. Same time. Savage Garden out to the moon and back on The Big Breakfast.
...98 FM's. Big Breakfast.
Congratulations to Aidan, who just won €500 on 98 FM's Greedy Guts. Everybody wondering, how do I do that? Well, you just play tomorrow. Your name and greedy guts, that's all we need. So we had asked the question of, did you ever lose something and then found it in a really, really, really silly place? Because there was a parrot that somebody lost in Finglas and it ended up in Dublin Airport on the runway. It nearly became several parrots with the use of some propellers. So we'd asked you that question. And we got loads of WhatsApps. We only have time for one or two because Greedy Guts was so good. But this one came in from, what's his name, Ken. And Ken went out one night with his Christmas bonus in his pocket. Like an idiot, Ken. Had a few too many came home and
had the money in my pocket. I says, I'll hide the money somewhere safe so the wife won't find it. And of course, the next morning I wake up, couldn't remember where I put it. And the wife was like, oh, you lost your money, you got mugged, we got mugged, you must have lost it, you're fucking easy. And I was like, oh, I must have lost it. And then about 3 weeks later, I was getting out of bed and I put my hand in my dressing gown pocket. And there was a big wad of cash.
Yes!
The wife didn't even know anything about it.
Yes!
Good luck, lads.
She flipping knows about it now, doesn't she?
Oh, I'd say that was because finding €2 is nice enough in your pocket after like a week. Never mind your Christmas bonus. Perfect. Thank you for all the texts. Picture This is next on 98FM's Big Breakfast. We had the lads in the studio. You can listen to the full interview on 98FM.com. It's 20 past 8.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
Yes. This is sometimes entertaining, other times disastrous, because we don't necessarily know what the hell is going to happen. I do my best to try and get us there on time, and then Suze, she's really the woman that can caress the machine into doing what she wants.
It's looking a bit worse for wear this morning, though, after Picture This had their hands on it yesterday.
Remember that?
Yeah, I think it was Ryan pressed the button yesterday.
Handsy. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Well, flip the switch maybe, or the thing there.
The shiny one there, yeah.
This on this side?
Yeah.
This side.
Oh, this one's called All About That Bass.
Oh, cue the bass.
Yeah.
Oh, the machine is playing this. Oh, hello. So,
and have we been given a caller as well?
Look at you. It's there. Hey, yeah, Laura.
Hi.
God, I hate not being in control. There's a lot going on that I'm not doing.
Oh, God, stop, I know it.
How are you this morning?
I am pretty good.
Yeah? Pretty good. Yeah. Well, that's a bit better than yesterday.
Oh, God.
That was a question. I didn't want to scare you.
Oh, I was like, oh, no. Definitely think so. I was up super early yesterday, so I had a little bit of just like a relaxing morning. So,
jealous.
Just slowing about.
I'm very jealous of you, Laura. All right, well, you're going to play our 9:15 Mystery Machine here. The good news for you is that by just getting on, you get movie passes to IMC Cinemas. So that'll sort you out. And then if you do well here, and I don't know necessarily what's going to happen, but you win €98. Hey.
All right, let me explain how All About That Bass works. You're going to hear a couple of songs here which have amazing bass lines.
Ooh.
And you have to identify the song. Easy as that. I think I'm going to just do it as a, if you know it, shout the answer.
Okay,
best of luck now.
Okay, we'll start off.
This is on my, again, not in control of this. I'm just going to press play.
What is it, Laura?
Flipping. Dancing in the Moonlight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wait for the drop. Hey, yeah. I love that. I love that. Laura, you got to be quicker, girl.
I know.
That was Thin Lizzy, Dancing in the Moonlight. Luke, you're in the lead with one point. Okay, Laura, you got this. You can do it.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Second baseline.
Oh, 7-7.
Yes.
The White Stripes.
Yes, I'll give you that. Yeah.
Just by the skin of your teeth.
Oh, God.
It was Seven Nation Army.
That's
the one, yes. All right, Laura, you got a third one here. Oh,
She was in there. Laura, you got it.
Yes.
It is. Yes. Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. Okay, Laura, you're in the lead with 1 point.
This isn't fair.
Luke, there's still time to grab that €98 back off Laura.
This isn't fair.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Let's pause for a minute. You've after getting them all right, has she? Oh, no, she got one wrong. Ha, doesn't matter. Just double checking.
Okay, this one, it's a bit of a curveball. It's actually from a TV show, so identify the TV show.
Seinfeld.
Oh, whoa. That's not fair.
Well done. Okay, Laura, we'll give you one more to see if you can grab this one, okay?
Oi.
For the win.
She was a slow starter, but my God, Laura, coming on strong.
Like a Virgin?
No.
No, 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 Billie Jean.
Yes.
Is it Billie Jean? Oh my God, it is. Amazing. Yes. Laura, congratulations.
Oh my God.
You ran away with that, Laura. Well done.
Do you know what, Laura? Fair play to you. After whopping the DJ at his own game machine thing that happened here.
I'm on my way for your job.
You have to get out of bed first. Congratulations, you've won a MoviePass to INC Cinemas. Stay there, we'll get the details.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. 98 FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
All right. What will we start with? What will we start? Ariana Grande, she'll go on. So she's got that new song, Seven Rings, where she attempts to rap. Go from the start to the booth, make it all back in one loop. Give me the loop. That's not rapping. No, no, no. She does have this latest one then called Break Up With Your Girlfriend. Quite like that one. Break Up With Your Girlfriend Because I'm Bored. It's a great name for a song. It's number one on YouTube. And in fact, it's number one in a lot of places because Ariana Grande has now beaten the Beatles. That's right. She has the number one, two, and three position on the Billboard Hot 100. And it's the first act to do that since 1964 with the Beatles. Isn't that mad? So Seven Rings, where she can't rap, that's at number one. Break Up With Your Girlfriend just debuted at number two. And then somehow Thank You Next, which has been out for 4 years, rebounded to number three. That's incredible, isn't it? Fair play to her. When asked for a quote, she said she is crying. Cool. From that to Lady Gaga. She's probably not really happy either. She's after breaking up now with her fella. Not just her fella as well, her fiancé, Christian Cornel, I think his name is. But anyway, they were at the bleeding award ceremony I watched only a while ago. It's either the Grammys or the Oscars. Sorry, I can't remember. But they look really cute and there's really nice pictures of them, but now they have split. And it's weird because she was asked to comment on it, as all celebrities are. As soon as anything bad happens, they always ask for a quote. And she's actually said something kind of interesting, if you think about it. She says, it's a bit of a catch-22 because, oh my God, Twitter won't let me look at the quote. There we go. It's a sad day when I'm doing the Super Bowl and I'm so excited to do it. But I can't help but realise that when I sold 10 million records, I lost Matt Williams. I sold 30 million and I lose Luke Carl. And then I get a movie, which is A Star Is Born, and I lose Taylor Kinney. It's like a turnover. So every bit of success she gets, she breaks up with someone. That's a weird way of looking at it, man. That's very weird. I don't think they're connected at all. Well, I don't know, because I don't know her personally. That was the Gossip according to Luke. Now go in peace. 98 FM's Big